Okay. Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Chris LaGault. I work at the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, and I'm here today as the chair of the Scientific and Statistical Committee to report to you on our meeting from last week. Just as a point of interest, there is also in your binder a report from our December meeting. However, given the interest in this topic, I'm not going to focus on that at all, but would be happy to answer any questions if you do have any. There we go. So the as you can see in the report that we made for you, the request to us was quite lengthy. It covers almost an entire page. I've boiled it down here to four bullet points that try to summarize those four specific terms of reference that you asked us. The first one was to review the Gulf of Maine cod assessment and become familiar with its assumptions and results. The second was to identify information that may influence interpretation of these assessment results. The third, to review a range of catch levels provided by the groundfish plan development team. And the fourth was to review the PDT methods for estimating economic impacts of Gulf of Maine cod catch levels. So this is a very brief overview of those terms of reference. They are provided in full in the report. So taking them in order, for the first term of reference, to review the Gulf of Maine cod stock assessment, we were provided with abundant material. We had the pre-publication version of both the assessment and the assessment summary, the SARC summary, and the three Center for Independent Expert reports that Jim described earlier this morning, and approximately a dozen additional documents that are all listed in the report. Furthermore, we had a presentation by Mike Palmer of the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, who was the lead scientist for the stock assessment. So we had a lot of information at hand and a limited amount of time, but thanks to the diligence of the assessment team, we were able to get up to speed quickly on both the strengths and limitations of the assessment. Regarding the second term of reference, the influence, any issues that may influence the interpretation of the assessment results, there was insufficient time for the committee to delve into each one of the topics listed in the specific terms of reference that were given to us. And in fact, there were other topics that were brought up during the meeting of issues that were held by individual SSC members during the meeting. However, due to time constraints, we were not able to address all these issues fully, and instead what happened was a polling was taken of all the members about which topics they would like to address first. In other words, which were the highest priority topics, and we worked our way through that list, getting through as many of those as we could, given our limited time. So what that resulted in was a consensus on four topics warranting further investigation. They are listed here, the stock structure, which includes basically everything related to spatial aspects of the stock assessment, the change from the MRFs to the MRIP, which we've been discussing quite a bit already this morning, as well as the discard mortality rate, and finally, catch per unit effort. And to try to be as helpful as we could, the SSC has developed two work groups that are going to try to take on these four topics. The first work group will deal strictly with stock structure, and the second will deal with the other three topics, which are more directly related specifically to the Gulf of Maine cod stock assessment. So those are the MRIP, discard mortality, and catch per unit effort topics. And as you'll see in our report, we are proposing that these work plans would be just that. They would be plans of how these topics might be addressed. We are not proposing to do the work ourselves. We are just trying to lay out a way forward so that these topics could be addressed. But we are requesting from you how to proceed in terms of preparing and delivering these reports, because we recognize your next meeting is not until April, and we want to be as responsive as we can. So to go into these topics just a little bit more, in the spatial structure, this was by far the highest priority topic recognized during the SSC meeting. It was also recognized that this is not an easy task. It will require significant resources. We noted that the Northeast Regional Coordinating Committee has scheduled tentatively an evaluation of cod throughout the Northeast, the waters of the Northeast U.S. and Atlantic Canada for 2014. We suggest it might, given the importance of these results, it might be worthwhile to have that occur sooner rather than wait until 2014. There are currently four management units that are involved in this region. The Gulf of Maine, which we're here to talk about today, the Georges Bank, which is also covered by this council, the Eastern Georges Bank, which is managed jointly with Canada, which is a subset of the Georges Bank area, and then the 4X or Scotian Shelf COD. So past work has shown that there is some interchange amongst these units, and that we should be taking a look at where boundaries should be drawn, if any, to best characterize the productivity of cod in the region. This will require work well beyond that of a typical stock assessment. We'll need to incorporate not only people familiar with those specific stock assessments associated with those management units, but also scientists involved with stock identification and behavioral and ecosystem processes that go beyond what we typically consider in a stock assessment. Some examples are provided on the slide there. During all this, we do need to be attentive, though, to what data are available to deal with the questions. We also need to be aware that there's currently a transition to ecosystem-based fishery management being proposed by this council that we need to be aware of to make sure that we don't move forward in one direction and then have to backtrack and move off in another direction. There are obviously going to be impacts on other stocks that are caught in the multi-species fishery due to any changes or maintenance of the current stock boundaries. And there will always be management costs. That is not obviously not a scientific issue, but one that you will have to deal with. I just note in conclusion on this topic that the SSC did make a previous recommendation to evaluate stock structure for cod, and we just reiterate that we think it is an important topic. The other work group will deal with these other three topics and potentially more if there are others related specifically to the Gulf of Maine COD stock assessment. As we'll hear later today, the full evaluation of the changeover from MRFIS to MRIP requires information that we don't currently have available. I believe Paul Rago described that well this morning, so I won't get into the details. As he showed, there were sensitivity analyses that demonstrated that stock status does not change. Along those same lines, sensitivity analyses were conducted that stock status did not change under the full range of possible discard mortality rates. However, the impacts of both this change to the MRIP and any change in discard mortality rate on the catch projections was not presented to the SSC, and there was concern expressed that may cause problems in terms of the interpretation of the catch advice. It was noted that the catch advice could be either higher or lower than what it was presented by the PDT, and that without those specific projections, we were in no position to guess which way they would go. Finally, the SSC agreed that catch per unit effort information should be examined, but there was a split among the members of the committee about how it should be used. Some members thought it could be used directly as an index of abundance, just as our research surveys are used to tune the model. Other members disagreed with this viewpoint and felt that that would be incorrectly characterizing changes in the stock over time because the fishery is going to focus on where the fish are. However, those members thought they could be used to measure fishery performance over time or as an indication of spatial structure. The third term of reference were the plan development team catch projections that were presented to us. I will begin by noting that we were not asked to recommend an ABC from these catch projections. We were supposed to review them and comment on them, but not pick an ABC. So we did not. So in terms of the catch projections that were presented to us, the SSC agreed with the 2011 catch that was used. So this differed from the one that was used during the SARC, which assumed the 2011 catch was equal to the 2010. So that was in a value of 11,392 metric tons. The PDT examined the in-season monitoring of the commercial catch and also used an average, I believe it was, of the 2008 and 2009 recreational catch to come up with an estimate of 7,750 metric tons for the 2011 catch. The SSC agreed that this was an improved estimate of what the catch in 2011 actually was relative to that was used during the SARC, and so that value was then used in all the projections. The PDT projections seem appropriate given the available information, but as I stated earlier, the concerns expressed under term of reference 2 have the potential to change these conclusions. We do not know which direction that change would occur. The SSC supported the PDT approach of defining risk to the stock by examining the time series of the spawning stock biomass from the assessment model and saying that if any of the projection realizations drop below the lowest value that had been observed, this would be a cause for concern because now we'd be moving into an area that a low spawning stock size that we had not observed before, and the fear would be that recruitment might decrease rapidly. The SSC also noted that the augmented PDT last year demonstrated that these projections are often optimistic, and note was made that recent survey observations for 2011, which were not included in the model, indicate recent low recruitment. These are just raw survey observations, and we know that surveys of the recruitment are highly uncertain and will be modified, but with the data at hand, what we have available, if those surveys are an accurate indication of true recruitment, this would also make the projections optimistic. So this table will not be readable for people in the back, but all I've done is tried to grab some of the values presented by the PDT, not all of them, but specifically the ones in response to the terms of reference. And all this shows is the summary information for the catch in the top block, fishing mortality the next block, spawning stock biomass third block, and the probability that the SSB is greater than that lowest value observed in the time series of 7,300 metric tons. And so these are values taken straight from the PDT report, and so you can track back to their report to see where they came from. I note that in the bottom block, the probabilities become riskier or of more concern the lower the value. So the probability of 1 means that none of the projections in that year and scenario dropped below the lowest value in the time series. As the values get lower, that means there was a greater chance of dropping below that value. As a point of context, the catch values for 2012 associated with the 75% FMSY that are presented here are on the order of 1,400 metric tons, which compares with the value presented at the SARC, also for 75% FMSY, of 1,000. So there is an increase by changing that catch assumption in 2011. However, obviously not all those fish survive and are then caught in the following year. Finally, the fourth term of reference were the economic impacts. First off, I'll note that the social scientists that serve on the SSC were very glad to have this term of reference and were very appreciative to be asked directly a topic that they could contribute with their expertise to. So after review, the SSC supported the PDT approach for predicting fleet response and impacts of large cuts in quota. This was the model that was described in Framework 47 and is used to examine how might the fleets respond to changes in catch. In other words, if you're going to be limited by Gulf of Maine cod, what would you fish for instead? And the way that was done was by building a virtual population based on actual observations and limiting the choices of resampling to only those trips that would be thought to occur under the new lower Gulf of Maine cod quota. So the SSC urges further development of the model, particularly in a common theme here, for spatial dimensions. The questions specifically are, where is the fishing effort likely to redistribute, and what impacts might that have on other stocks? The SSC also recommends further analysis of the group patterns. In other words, who is going to be hurt the most by large cuts in the catch, by area, gear type, other features of the different fishing communities, to provide insights into fleet diversity and policy options being considered by the council. That concludes my presentation. I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Dave Preble.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Chris. That was an excellent presentation. Just a quick question on page 3 at the top. When you were talking about stock boundaries, you used an expression that caught my attention when you said stock boundaries, and then you said, if any. I just wanted to know if you meant the same thing that I think you meant with that.
Well, if I guess what you're thinking is that there would be a single stock of cod in the entire region, I think that is one possibility that should be explored. I can't say that is what the outcome would be, but I think that is a possibility that should be explored.
Thank you. I agree with that completely. Thank you.
Anyone else on the council? Dave Pierce and then Dave Gaethel.
To bring it back to your first opening remarks, I think you said that you're looking for the council to give you some guidance, to give the SSC some guidance as to where you should be focusing your attention. And you identified four or so topics. So let's see. So before you leave the table, I think you're waiting for that specific guidance, correct, as to where you would like us to have you focus your attention. Personally, from looking at the list and from hearing all the discussion that we've had so far about Gulf of Maine cod, I would hope that that focus is put on stock structure, intermixing between the stocks. The SSC has actually made that recommendation to us earlier on that we need to pay more attention to that. I was glad the SSC took that position, and I would certainly encourage it. If a motion is needed, of course, I'll make it. But because right now, I know from reading the published papers, one recent paper being fine-scale spatial and temporal genetic structure of Atlantic cod by a number of authors published in Marine Ecology Progress series, that they pretty much summarize what we now believe to be the case regarding stock structure, and that we have a Georges Bank population. It's divergent from the southern New England and perhaps New York bite populations with which it is currently grouped for management purposes. The southern New England populations maintain connectivity with the winter-spawning inshore Gulf of Maine population and both spring and winter-spawning offshore populations of the Gulf of Maine. So it's an inshore and offshore down east and farther to the southwestern portion of the Gulf of Maine. So all of this creates great confusion, clearly, as to what exactly is going on with codfish found in the Gulf of Maine seasonally. So that's where I hope the SSC will turn its attention. And, you know, when it's appropriate, I might make a motion to that effect. But to me, that's the most critical issue.
Please, and then I was going to make a comment on it as well. If my understanding of your report is correct, the SSC is saying that their working groups would develop whatever the work plan would be, and then that essentially the council is going to have to figure out how that work gets carried out. And that is likely to be a major subject of the next executive committee meeting, to take a look at all of the work requirements that will come out of this meeting, and I suspect there may be more than we've gotten so far, and try and figure out just how we're going to address those. My assumption is also from your report that you would like to have the work groups actually do some additional development of the work plan at a future SSC meeting.
Yeah, let me clarify. We've formed the two work groups, and I think you've characterized well what they're trying to do. And what we're looking for in guidance is timing. When do we need to produce this to be beneficial to you? We realize that these are going to take some time to develop these work plans, and the idea was that these small work groups could work quickly together to put together a straw man, if you will, document that could then be presented to the full SSC for their approval. Once that has occurred, then it would go from the SSC to the council. So I guess the question is timing, and if these topics seem appropriate to you, how should we proceed?
Paul Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to the timing, Chris, We need all the science and all the analysis done by this summer so we can make a decision for 2013 in November of 2012. And if we don't have all that science completed, then the emergency action ends and we're going to have to end overfishing immediately based on the current science. So that's the task at hand, is providing information to the council this year so they can make a decision in November of 2012.
That will be a tall order. We could certainly put together work plans well before then, but in terms of getting all that work actually completed, I cannot comment.
I have Dave Gaethel, Terry Stockwell, Doug Grau.
Thank you. Chris, I have two questions. One somewhat technical, and I waited for you to come because it's my understanding that you're a principal developer and user of statistical catch-at-age models. Is that a fair assumption? My question, and this is the technical one, it's about sensitivity runs. And as best I can tell from reading things, and I may not have read them right, the sensitivity runs are being done changing one variable at a time. So you might do one with 100% discard mortality for recreational fish and another one at 50%. My question is, why aren't multiple things changed at the same time? So, run a sensitivity analysis with a 50% mortality rate for recreational cod and an assumption that they actually caught 20% less than what you had for numbers, as an example. Could you comment on that a little bit? Because I think that's one of the big problems a number of us are having, because when we start looking at changing two or three variables, we start to see big changes in the outputs.
Okay. I think the easiest way is to give an example. In the stock assessment report, there were 14 sensitivity analyses conducted individually, as you described. If one were to consider all possible combinations of those sensitivity runs, there would be more than 25,000 combinations. And so that's obviously not something that could be conducted or digested. And so when it comes time, the reason for the one at a time is to examine what is the effect of any one particular change. And so you can see both the direction and magnitude of it. When you start getting into combinations, you can't just blindly do all possible because the number grows exponentially very quickly. When the possible combinations are reduced or limited, then it becomes possible to look at the combinations. But during the SARC process, that limiting never occurred. There was always questions about additional possible sensitivity runs, never exclusion of any, and so the combinations just became too large to examine all possible combinations.
Yeah, but I think that's a good answer and a fair one. I think in the future, though, I would like to see some combinations, not multiple. I mean, I'm not looking for 25,000 permutations, but, you know, one I gave would be an example. You know, two things buried at once, maybe, you know, dome selectivity and 50% mortality and, you know, things like that, just to get some sense of what it does and whether it moves us towards something that we feel might be reasonable. So that was my technical question. Now, my general interest question, and I'll phrase this, recognizing that both your immediate and, you know, higher-up bosses are sitting at the front of the room. As a member of the Science Center and a modeler with extensive experience, what would be an estimate of time necessary to develop a new assessment for cod? And you know, recognizing all the issues that have been raised today, you know, if you were given the resources you needed, could you, for example, develop an assessment for cod? And I'm using cod on purpose, not Georges Bank, not Gulf of Maine, Bay of Fundy, Forex, whatever, but cod. Could that be done, for example, in 6 months, if you had necessary resources.
You've put me in a very awkward position.
Well, I think I put your bosses in a more awkward position. So
perhaps it would be more appropriate to ask them than to ask me.
Well, I mean, if the scientists tell me it can't be done in 6 months, even if every scientist at the Science Center and worked on it, then, you know, we have an issue. If, you know, Jane Lubchenco or somebody like that says, well, I just don't have the resources, then I can go to Congress and perhaps try and get you the resources. So somebody's got to answer the question. I don't care who wants to punt the football.
I think there's a sidebar going on over here discussing it right now.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me give this a try. Ignoring for a moment the workload issues and the priorities at the center, I think the one major challenge in terms of need for serious analytical work is the stock structure piece. And my understanding is that that's going to take the best part of a year for that particular aspect to be fully analyzed and be for us to be in a position where we can incorporate that into a stock assessment. I think the other pieces are much easier to bring together. And again, if we can look at where this fits relative to our other priorities, then we can figure out a way to do it sooner rather than later. But to do a complete assessment, I think we all understand, really needs some significant work on stock structure, and we can't make that happen overnight.
No, thank you. I mean, the reason I'm asking this is we basically have a year here, from what I can see. We've got a year before everything collapses. And I'm saying everything because I don't believe when you come back in February that you're going to come back with anything different for Georges Bank. I think we're talking about Gulf of Maine today. In April, we're going to be talking about Georges Bank. So we've got a year, if we do an emergency action, to basically get something in place, or you will have no fishing industry. Not no commercial fishing industry. You will have no fishing industry because the recreational fishery isn't going to survive on one cod per boat per day. And those are the types of numbers we're talking about here. I want to make it really clear to people how serious this is. So I think, yes, there are priorities at the Science Center, but I would suspect that Congress may feel that having a fishing industry is a priority as well. So I think we may be able to, go forward after today, recognizing there are, you know, people representing senators in this room and say, we have a real crisis here. You're talking about, you know, shutting down the fisheries of New England. So I would hope that we could at least explore the idea of, you know, really pulling everything we have together to do this and get it done in time that we can do something before the end of this year expires.
Okay.
You have my commitment that we will look at this absolutely, and we will look at it thoroughly, and we will remove any roadblocks that we possibly can to move forward with this in an expedient manner.
Terry Stockwell.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My comment was about the requested guidance, and hearing Paul's response about our compressed timing needs covered it. Thank you.
Doug Grout.
Yes, so as my comments were made to that, and I guess I'd like to see, I understand from what I've heard that the stock structure is something that's going to take at least a year to fully vet out. Are there, on that list up there, of four topics that warrant further investigation, is there low-hanging fruit, something that could be done in 6 months for incorporation into any management actions we might take over the next year before 2013 kicks in?
On the rest of that list, the change from MRFIS to MRIP, as I noted, we're waiting on additional information regarding that changeover before we'll be able to fully address it. Sensitivity runs have been done, but those do not take full account of all the changes that, that will occur. And so there could be quickly, if those sensitivity runs were considered adequate, those could be analyzed very quickly. However, the full evaluation is going to take some time and wait until the full information is available. The discard mortality rate, again, sensitivity runs have been performed, and I guess there we would need guidance as to what range of runs would be of interest to you. The catch per unit effort would take more time. As Paul Rago described earlier today, it's defining the effort in that acronym that really makes it difficult to use, and how to use it is still a topic of discussion within the SSC.
So as I understand, stock structure and CPUE are going to be things that more than likely are going to take longer than 6 months. The other two, as far as the MRIP data, you're waiting for linked frequencies, as I understand, new linked frequencies, and there was some other aspects of the MRIP data that you were waiting for besides the re-estimation. Is that?
What we're waiting for is the guidance on how to convert MRIP estimates from prior to 2004 to be consistent with the new estimates that are available from 2004 onward is one piece. The second piece is that in addition to the absolute number of fish that are now being re-estimated, it's how the observations of the lengths of fish will be distributed and expanded into the Gulf of Maine and Georges Bank group that we also need guidance on how that should be done.
So I would ask then the service, how quickly can we get that done, those two items?
Paul first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To that point, Doug, the calibration that Chris was talking about that they need is going to begin the end of March, and it's going to take 5 months. So we're talking August, if all goes well, where we'd be able to use that calibration and go back and hindcast what the real recreational numbers are, and that how that impacts F and BMS.
So that's the end of the summer.
Mary Beth Tooley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just wondering, Chris, if you could sort of clarify for me, just you talk about the two working groups, and I'm just feeling a little confused about what work product the working groups anticipate that they would produce and what tasks the SSC might be undertaking in the short term versus what the Science Center may be undertaking and how this comes back. And, I mean, there's a reference to it. Your work informing us for a 2013, catch level, and I'm just not really clear. If you could maybe clarify that a little bit.
Sure. The plan, as we envisioned it, would be that these two work groups would develop the straw man documents that would lay out what are the issues that need to be addressed under both these topics and how might they be addressed. It would not involve the SSC actually doing the work, but rather laying out different possibilities of addressing those topics. We would then bring the work groups, would then bring those work plans to the full SSC. The full SSC would then have a chance to comment on these work plans, make any changes that were felt deemed appropriate, and then report back to the council with what those work plans are, providing a range of different ways that these topics could be addressed.
So just to follow up quickly, I mean, to me that sounds more like an exercise in developing TORs for next assessment versus perhaps advising the council on a 2013 catch level. Is that a correct interpretation from your perspective or not?
I think it's correct for the stock structure. As we heard earlier, I don't think we're going to it cannot be done in time for the 2013 ABC setting. However, there might be some ways that the SSC could recommend that additional sensitivity runs from the current model could be performed to inform the setting of the ABC for 2013 without doing a full redo of the assessment.
Thank you. I just wanted to be, you know, clear that our what our expectations for, you know, the work product were going to be. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was having a sidebar on trying to do something on Chris's or the SSC's request for how we move this along. Jim?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to frame this in a motion. Otherwise, I think we'll be going back and forth for quite a while. I'd like to make a motion that the council request from the Northeast Science Center that the MRIP data, the discard mortality rates, be incorporated into the assessment as soon as possible. And that the I would also like to request that the Dr. Butterworth analysis be reviewed. And that then, and that's the end of the motion. And then my statement will be the other issues that we're looking at are much longer term. This will get us a start, and we can develop the longer term issues here. If we sit here all day long going back and forth on issues that can't be done in the short term, then we'll be, and if these things can be incorporated and looked at, we may be able to narrow the gap that we could be dealing with in 2013.
We have a motion. Is there a second to that? Laura. Is that language good? And the seconder is Laura. Discussion? Okay. I'm going to start at that end. Mark Gibson.
Thanks. So what stock area are we talking about here? It didn't say anything. What are you assessing?
This is just to the Gulf of Maine stock, just to the issue at hand. And into the, instead of and, it should be into the assessment, and the assessment meaning the SAR 53, I think it is.
Tom Dempsey.
Just a clarification, the discard mortality rates, essentially, I think we need to sort of probably clarify what we mean in terms of incorporating rates, because at this point, at least in the previous discussion, there hasn't been anything clear to, you know, to really drive or clarify or request the SSC.
Yeah, what I'm meaning there is that there'd be some investigation into what should be appropriate, and we incorporate what they come up with in a short term. And, I mean, we know zero isn't right. We know 100% isn't right. So let's do a little more analysis on that, come up with a number, put it in the assessment.
I will keep going around. And Doug?
Yeah, I think we have to be a little bit more clear on this, and maybe Chris, tell me, if, do you feel from an SSC standpoint that we need to be a little more clear, because way I understood it, they fully vetted this, and they came up with 100%. So we've also heard from even Paul Rego that we know 0% isn't right and 100% isn't right, so maybe we need to say that you got to at least throw those things out as for contention. And I don't know if we can even, well, I guess we could certainly ask them to do that and look at some other boundings here.
Yeah, I'm as the chair of the SSC, this motion has me confused on two points. One is what discard mortality rates. I guess we would have to dig in and look gear specific or whatever and come up with our best estimates. It would be my guess of what we would be supposed to do. The second issue would be the MRIP data, which we just heard is not going to be available until the end of August. So I'm confused about what short-term is if we're waiting for that to be fully vetted.
Let me give this a try. I think these are important concerns, and the whole timing of what we can accomplish in the short term is really what the question is. And as I understand it, we're going to complete the workshop, which is the first stage in making the MRIP, in figuring out exactly how to incorporate the MRIP data at the end of March. And we're waiting, in addition to that workshop, to the availability of the historic data, the data from before 2004, I think it's 98 to 2004, which is not yet available. I believe that we can work with the center staff and hopefully with Gordon's staff as well to prioritize moving that piece of data along so that we can perhaps make this available in something less than 5 months and enough time to get an assessment done during the summer. So that I'm hopeful that we can figure out how to pull those pieces together and at least address that particular problem, which seems to be a major timing issue in this whole process. Another aspect that I think really is important here is the external review process that the center has in place, just in terms of that being an essential part of an assessment. And so what we would plan to do here is incorporate this new data into the assessment that we have done. We would not go back to ground zero and go through a whole new assessment process, because the time available to do that would simply not be there. But we would be able to rerun the assessments that we have and update it with these with these pieces of information.
I'd like to make some comments. It seems to me that this motion is getting to something that I think we already have a commitment on. The center has said that they will commit to working on the stock structure and try and get that done within a year's time, and that the center would work on some of these other issues that were more short-term. And it almost seems like the SSC that we have given a set of terms of reference for has already started the work plan idea, which are addressing all of these items as part of that. And it seems to me that as a carry-on of the existing terms of reference, that we should be looking to the SSC to, at their next meeting, which I think is currently being polled for at the moment, complete the work plans. And what we would need then for the SSC to do is to coordinate with the Science Center to come back to us at the April meeting with a set of timelines as to exactly when all of these things could be completed.
Mr. Chairman, from the Science Center side, I think that makes perfect sense. And so if that works for the SSC, I think that works for us.
Jim.
Okay, having heard that, and that seems to be an agreement, then I think we can withdraw this motion and follow up, if the seconder agrees, follow up in April.
Are there points of discussion that people wanted to make towards that actual motion versus a discussion of the general topic? Okay, so it would have to be withdrawn without objection, and since some people wanted to comment, my assumption is there might be an objection to that. Okay, so we'll continue on around making the comments. Sally, did you have anything?
Given we have such a short time frame, it just seems like waiting till April, it's a long time from now, given the amount of time that we have. So if there's any way that there can be feedback from the Science Center to the council before then and have some different kind of communication with the rest of the council before then and with the public so that we can move this before the end of April, I think that would be much preferable.
Laura, did you have anything? Okay. Frank?
Yeah, thank you. I was kind of hoping to wait to have Gordon's presentation, and everybody's glad that we've got the MREP data, but I'm looking into it a little deeply here, and I think this is very premature. The last 3 years of party boat landings in the Gulf of Maine, party boat landings have dropped 50%. Charter boat landings have almost quadrupled, and private recreational has stayed the same. Something still doesn't seem right there. We've got logbook data that we have that we don't use. I think it may bear out, but I find it very hard to believe that party boat landings have dropped by 50% and charter boat landings have quadrupled. Something still isn't right with the MREP data. I don't know why we don't. I know in the past we have looked at the logbook data, but I'd like to see a comparison somewhere between MRFs, what they say has happened, especially on the for hire side, with the others. I mean, there's something's not going on right here. And I'll have some more questions for Gordon, because I know it says, Georgia's Bank cod, it's up by 156%. Last year was the first time in Rhode Island that showed any fish landings at all, and MREP just took them all away. That's what I fish on. Connecticut hasn't landed a fish in 5 years with MREP on codfish. It's not going to... It may be good for what we're doing here, and might look, but I think it's way too early to incorporate this into any type of management until somebody else looks at it. Thank you.
Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Another thing to think about as we're talking about resources and timelines is that the Science Center is going to assess 12 groundfish stocks in February, and we'll get that information in April. And so when you look at the workload of the PDT and the Science Center and the committee and the council, we're going to have to address 12 stocks plus Gulf of Maine cod from the time we get the science and have it the vote in November of this year. So it's quite a workload looking at 12 additional stocks on top of Gulf of Maine cod.
Just as it goes by, made one comment to Sally's comment. I don't think that what I was proposing necessarily slows anything down, makes the timeline. If anything, I think it would be perhaps even as quick as what was being suggested here, if not faster. Next, Jim, you any more comments on that? Mary Beth? Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, the stakes are very high for the New England groundfish fishery. Clearly, that was made... that point was made in a very strong way by David Gethel. We have to make some very important decisions this afternoon. And it's important to plan, of course, for 2013, May 1, 2013, but this afternoon will be a real bellwether. It's going to involve some real difficult discussion, and many motions, I suspect, will be made. Frankly, relative to the point that was made by Jimmy, the motion that was withdrawn. I'm going to, this afternoon, have discussions pertaining to what we need to do with an assumption that fishing mortality in 2010 was around 0.60, not 1.1. The reason why I say that is I look at the documents we'll eventually be looking at presented by Tom Neese, Plan Development Teamwork, where we're looking at a fishing mortality rate of about 1.1 assumed for 2012, 1.1. I don't think we're there. I think we're far less than that. So I would make a motion that we request the Northeast Fisheries Science Center to recalculate fishing mortality.
Let me just ask you, is this a motion to substitute? This motion is still up.
Okay, I thought it was withdrawn.
No, it was not withdrawn.
Okay, sorry. I would make a go ahead. I will have a motion to make that I hope will put us in a position to be better informed in our discussions.
Dave Cato.
Okay, short. First of all, I think if there's an MRF update, that would have to go to Doug Buttersworth, because his model will have to incorporate those results as well, which means it'll change. That would be one thing. So he'd need to be given some time to change his model using the same numbers that the Science Center would be using. The second point is, on Jimmy's motion, I would suggest a change, hopefully consider it a friendly, that Dr. Buttersworth analysis be reviewed by the SSC, because they could do that at their next meeting. They can act as a peer review body. That way, we get an independent review. I mean, I don't think we're going to reconvene the Center for Independent Experts to review it at this point. So that would be a way forward to get that into the stream, would be a suggestion.
I'm just not sure if they've already looked at it. Can I ask that question, please? Did you look at it in its entirety, or did you just look at pieces of it?
There was insufficient time to discuss it in full.
Then hearing that, then I can accept that as a friendly if the second agrees with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else on that side of the table have comments? Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm comfortable with the Science Center's and the SSC's commitment to follow through as soon as possible. They recognize this as big a problem as the rest of us. I would support or I would concur with the motion to withdraw if that's what Jim decides to do.
Yeah, and there was not a without objection, so it remains up there. So it'll have to be voted up or down. Dave Preble.
Yeah, thank you. Very quickly, I think I agree with Dave Gaethel on this one. Agreed, all of this is agreed to do, but I think it is important that the council make the statement that we want it to be done, and that's just simply so that we make the statement, and that's what I think we should do.
Doug Grout, and then Tom and Jim.
Couple questions. You know, I was originally looking at developing a motion tasking, the SSC with developing work plans for these four items, because it seemed like they were asking for guidance on that. This clearly bypasses the SSC and goes directly to the Science Center. Now, does the Science Center do some work to address these four topics that warrant further investigation that have been identified by the SSC? Do you need them to be involved in this, or are you willing to commit with a motion like this to be working on these four topics?
Mr. Chairman, Doug, I think it would be preferable to have the SSC engaged here and to and to see these work plans developed, because I think that makes it clearer and it's more consistent with process. That doesn't mean that we wouldn't already be beginning to work on these things anyway. So I don't think we're going to be waiting until we have this detail, because we have a very good sense of what it is that we're going to see, and a lot of it we can begin to put the pieces together on. So I don't think it will delay things markedly.
Then I would suggest that we make a modification of this motion to include the SSC in this process. And if the maker would like, I'd be willing to try and craft a motion to amend to get that in there. And that the council tasks the SSC with developing work plans for addressing all four items listed as warranting further investigation. And to submit those work plans as quickly as possible to the Northeast Fisheries Science Center.
From a process standpoint, it will have to be a motion to substitute. That's not a perfection. It's just too much work on it. And essentially, that was what I suggested be done.
And one other thing that I was reminded was in the original motion that is not included in that is to include a work plan for the Science Center looking at the Butterworth paper. How was it put originally in that? And then just add that in and request that the Butterworth analysis be reviewed by the SSC.
Need a second to the motion? Dave Preble. Discussion on the motion to substitute. Dave Preble.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I strongly support this this motion to substitute. The thing that bothered me about the original motion was that I understand the reasons why, but it did not consider the investigation and evaluation of the spatial structure of the stock and the stock boundaries, and I think that's vital to the process, and I don't like to see it broken out from the four. So I strongly support this, we need to have them begin as soon as possible on investigation and evaluation of the stock structure. Thank you.
Gene.
Yeah, just to put some context and timing on this, is the intent of this motion to then have the center complete work to adjust the assessment in time for the council to try to develop a revised rebuilding plan by the beginning of 2013? Yeah, that's a question I have for both of these motions, actually. Is that the intent here, or is it just to have them do the work, and whenever it's done, then the council will look at it anew?
Doug?
My intent was when we get these work plans that based on the timing that they felt each of these, the time it would take for each of these to take place. If there was some, as I mentioned before, low-hanging fruit things that could be done in time for incorporating them into the current assessment and using it for management, then those things would be taken up. Would be addressed first. Clearly, there are other things here that we've heard are going to be much more long-term. The spatial structure, and it sounds like the CPU analysis, So that would be something that would have to be looked at on a bigger picture. But if there's something that can be done here based on the work plans that the SSC develops, that can be done by August or the end of the summer, quote unquote, then the intent at that point would be for the council to request that those things be undertaken and incorporated into the assessment for potential management action and going into place in 2013.
My assumption is that if this passes, we'll go back to the concept that the SSC would be working with the Science Center to develop some timelines, too, so that we would have that as general guidance back to us as soon as possible, but most likely the next council meeting. Anyone else? Mark. And then.
I support this motion because I feel that it gives the SSC more what they asked for, which was guidance on how to proceed. I think it's a little clearer and probably more sufficient for what they need.
Glenn.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I support it for the same reasons. It seems more specific. We need something by November. Consider the alternative if we don't. There really is no alternative. So hopefully this will speed things along. Thank you.
Laura Ramson.
I just wanted to clarify just on Sally's point that when we're saying address as quickly as possible, we're saying when we leave this meeting, you know, on Friday morning, we're going to start, you know, the SSC and the center would start working on some of these things, not that we're going to be creating a timeline that we're then going to present in April, but that we're actually going to start use March as working time. Would that be the correct assumption?
Well, I will go. I'll turn it over to Bill, but he had indicated a commitment to getting to work on some of the things that they could do in a shorter time frame as soon as they possibly can, and then there are other ones that are longer term. But I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Let me respond, if I may. That is correct, Mr. Chairman. One thing that I also just want to take a second to acknowledge is that, you know, we have a full plate of high priority topics or issues to deal with, and I understand fully the need to deal with this one as a very high priority, but it also means that we are going to have to work both with the New England Council and the Mid-Atlantic Council relative to our shared priorities, and I want to make sure that both councils are engaged in that discussion. As we look at how we can best deal with this particular issue.
Rick Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To that point, that's why I had my hand up. I think it's pretty clear that some of these items can be addressed realistically prior to November, and we've heard a commitment here today from the Science Center that they're committed to trying to address all of them in a very timely manner. I think the question of stock structure, in order to get that done by November, I think that would require a Herculean effort. And yet, this is clearly a crisis, and so I think such a request is in order. Having said that, I think it's clear that given the fact that the center already faces a full SARC schedule and operational updates that are ongoing over the course of this year and next, I would think inevitably it's going to require additional resources somehow at the center level. And I know you're going to be considering requests for emergency actions later today, and I would just suggest that at some point, you do make an explicit request that additional resources be provided to the center. If this council makes such a request, you can certainly count on my support at the NRCC. And also, if our council can offer any additional support of any requests like that for resources to be made available to the Science Center, you can count on that. Because obviously, this is a crisis, and these are key questions that have to be resolved in order to bring resolution to this issue. And we have this ongoing workload with respect to the SARC and all of the specifications that we have to set on an ongoing basis. So, you know, I think such a request would be in order.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the audience for a couple of questions. I'm going to call on some people that haven't spoken. Maggie and Patrick, do you have your hand up back there?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maggie Raymond, Associated Fisheries of Maine. I just discovered that I was remiss in confirming with Paul Rago that Dr. Butterworth would be attending the review of the other ground for stocks in a couple of weeks. So I did want to make sure that everybody knew that he will be available personally to if the SSC has any questions about his analysis, and that I know he did participate in the last SSC meeting, but the it wasn't a very satisfactory situation because he was in another country trying to participate over the phone. So I just wanted to, you know, he's willing to make himself available by email, by phone, but he will also be here for the entire week and is a resource available to provide more information about that analysis. Thank you.
Patrick.
Thank you, Rip. My name is Patrick Paquette. I'm a recreational fishing advocate from Massachusetts. I work with groups from Maine all the way down to North Carolina. I just wanted to point out to the council, and I don't want to do this all day long, so I'm going to do it now because it's come up in the original motion. I think it's a little bit disingenuous to the public and can skew your view to refer to the, both the new MRIP analysis and the pending father retrospective look past 2004 as MRIP data. It's MRIP analysis applied to MRF's data, and that's an extremely important thing. I think a drowning man will mistake anything thrown to him as something that can save him. But Congress and the best scientists in the nation determined that MRF's raw data collection was flawed and inappropriate for use, and it's a reason that it was a big part of Magnuson's reauthorization. The new MRIP analysis is a great part of analysis, but the data is still rotten, and Frank just really pointed out some of it, and it's actually even worse when you start looking at ripping apart some of the things that are involved in New England groundfish, and some of the numbers that are in there are beyond bizarre. Like, they don't meet any kind of a straight face test. So I want to urge the council to not think that there's going to be this silver bullet analysis in MRIP even when we look back past 2004. You know, this is still rotten data that really doesn't work. And so as much as I want to encourage you along this path, and I like the substitute language better just because it doesn't refer to MRIP data, like let's not lie to ourselves and believe that this data is going to like sort of decrease much of the uncertainty. Like, this is really bad data, and it doesn't reflect anything that comes from. I know that as a member of the recreational advisory panel, that there's nothing in here we agree on, and we all agree that this data, that the data that's behind the MRIP analysis is just so bad. I just don't want the council to buy into that. And as you go through today, which is going to be extremely difficult, and I believe that the service and the Science Center is really trying to find how we can get, you know, as truth as possible here. But just that data is that bad. And I can see damage being done to new data collection by referring to new analysis of this bad data in the context of everything we're trying to do up and down the coast with the new licenses and new data collection. Like, I don't want to see damage done again to the new MRIP program if we pretend that this is all the new system, because it's not. It's still MRF's data. It's still poison. So just please keep that in mind as you go down this road. Thanks.
Anyone who wants to speak against the motion? I'll take one more in favor. Okay, I'll bring it back to the council. Mark and then Tom.
Thank you. I've been thinking about this for some time and focusing on a comment that Dave Gaethel made earlier that no one jumped at, but I think Dave suggested that the Georges Bancroft assessment is going to undergo the same reversal of fortune. So my first question is, do we in fact expect that to happen? Are the same... Did that stock have the same GARM-3 limitations as this one did in terms of how discards were treated, how weighted age was dealt with. Do we expect the same kind of change in direction there? If that's the case, I'm just thinking on my feet, wondering if it might be better to retool Georgia's bank card assessment update to be a card assessment update and start taking advantage of some of the information that has come to the fore already and get out ahead of that situation. I'm just thinking if, you know, we end up in a train wreck with, this is a lot of work, and we end up in another train wreck when that stock assessment comes out and we haven't anticipated it, maybe there's a better way to go. So I'm just thinking on my feet about a card assessment that deals with an alternate stock structure and perhaps an expanded one, as opposed to just retooling that one with, we know has the same warts as this one did, and ending up with another mess on our plate whenever that's supposed to come out at the end of this year, I guess. Thanks.
Tom Dempsey.
Thanks, and I'll make this brief. I support this motion. I hope as we communicate this back to the SSC and other groups that we're clear about the fact that we don't want this to be an exclusive list. I was at the SSC meeting, and a lot of good ideas I think were discussed, and then, you know, these four sort of came to the front. If there are additional things that could be looked at, sensitivity runs that could be done, that people think have value, I hope that we're communicating that we support any meaningful improvements that can be made to this in the short time that we have. And, you know, chief among those for me, I think, and a key driver for the model output is natural mortality. I think there's plenty of reason to expect that we're not characterizing natural mortality correctly. I think there has been changes over time, and I think there's changes by age or size class. And if there were time to do that in an effective way, I think we should be communicating that type of thing is supported by the council.
Anyone on the council who has not spoken on this? I'm going to call the question. All those in favor of the motion to substitute, so indicate. 17. Against? Abstention? 17-0-0. The motion carries. I would like to move us on to the... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Now we're on the main motion is substituted. Any further discussion? Dave Gazel.
I mean, I think Mark raised a very important point, and he didn't get an answer. You know, I mean, there must be some preliminary work that's been done because we're almost to February 13th. Recognizing that the recreational fishery doesn't have the magnitude of takes in Georgia's Bank that it does in the Gulf of Maine, I think his question, though, still deserves, you know, some consideration or some kind of an answer. I mean, you know, does anybody have a sense yet as where we're headed with Georgia's Bank Card?
Paul Rago, the one point of clarification: these are a set of updates. They will be using the same methodological procedures as before. The only difference will be they will be adding additional years' worth of data. One other point that will be there will be revised estimates of the reference points within bounds, but it'll be the value of the reference point, not the basis for the reference point. So new weights at age and so forth. The primary, so that being said, the data will be updated and applied with the same methods as before. The initial indications are that I think people have characterized it well, that, you know, the stock condition is not good. It wasn't good in 2008. There won't be the reversal of fortune associated with the change in average weights, but the condition of the resource has not improved significantly, I think the council has had a foreshadowing of that effect by the review annually of the Eastern Georgia's Bank Cod.
Okay. Anything further on the main motion is substituted? Call the question. All those in favor so indicate. Seventeen, 0-0. Thank you. I would like to move us on to the MRIP presentation. Gordon, are you ready to? Gordon, the floor, 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 the